When you don't have the words to pray, God does. Scripture can help us. Have you been so frustrated facing problem after problem after problem that you couldn't find words to cry out to God? I have. Has an illness snuffed out the fire of your faith and prayer seem a vain attempt to be heard? I know that heartache. Or do you speak the same prayer every day, and you're stuck on rewind, pray, repeat? You're bored with it, and you wonder if God is too. Oh, I've been there in that place also. If you answered yes to any of these questions, I want to encourage you to use the Bible to help. Through many years as a believer in the ups and downs of life, I found the Bible to be a great resource of powerful prayers that helps us when we're stuck. Ancient words penned thousands of years ago will touch your heart and lift you to heaven's ear. That's the eternal quality of the Bible and our God. When we pray using Scripture, I believe it unites our hearts with the heart of the authors and the ultimate author, God Himself. When life got me down, I would think, why am I so frustrated? Why am I struggling for joy and feel so hopeless at the moment? Everything is relative. This problem could be so much worse. I felt ashamed for not being as strong. I felt ashamed for not being as strong emotionally and spiritually as I thought I should be, but I distinctly remember the Lord's kind response when I asked Him about my failure. Rather than agreeing with me and berating me for lack of faith and hope, He replied, "It wouldn't be a hard time if you weren't struggling. That's part of growing in me. It draws you closer." Holy Spirit's counsel was so simple, grace-filled, and kind. I began to see that any struggle I faced, a lack of faith, grief, or discouragement, gave me empathy for others. I could minister with the same kindness and grace and comfort that God had given me. There's a scripture about that. 2 Corinthians 1:4 says, "Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." I love this verse. We can learn a lot in this promise. When I think of comfort, I think of someone's agreeing with me, rubbing my back, giving me a hug, and validating my emotions. But let's look at the Greek word in the God of comfort. The word is parakalesis. Here's the definition according to my Keyword Bible. Parakalesis, the act of exhortation, encouragement, and comfort. All of Scripture is actually a parakalesis, as an exhortation, admonition, or encouragement for the purpose of strengthening and establishing the believer in his faith. I am so excited about this. Of course I am. I'm a word nerd. Parakalesis is so much more than somebody rubbing my back and validating my emotions. Parakalesis encourages, exhorts, strengthens. God is the God of encouragement through His Word. This definition is annotated in His commentary. I love the explanation here. According to this commentary, the Bible, God's Word, is our parakalesis. I'm so quick to pick up the phone and call a sympathetic friend, but my first line of defense and comfort needs to be Scripture. Holy Spirit's comfort, wisdom, truth that sets us free, promises that give us hope. I'm praying that the Bite of Bread reading plan will bring such comfort and hope to you as you incorporate these verses in your prayers. This week, I've turned these verses into prayers. So I want to encourage you to make these verses your prayers. So you may want to use mine, but putting your needs and heart cry in them will be even better. And the printable this week has lines for you to write your own prayers. The first is Psalm 121, 1 through 2. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The prayer is, Lord, I give up. I look up. I look to you. You are my help. Please help me trust you, Elohim, the maker of heaven and earth. You created good out of formless dark void. Here's my mess. Shine your light and separate the light from the darkness. Amen. Psalm 116, 1 through 2 says, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The prayer is, Lord Yahweh, I love you. Help me love you more each day. I know you hear me. Don't let me become discouraged in prayer. Have mercy on me in this situation. I need your hand, your help. Thank you, Lord, the covenant God. Amen. Luke 18:38-39. It reads, Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, and the blind man yelled. He called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way admonished him to be silent, but he cried out all the louder, son of David, have mercy on me. How to pray with the scripture. Mercy comes from the Greek word eleos, which means merciful compassion that heals, restores, and helps. Cry out for Jesus to have eleos on you, or a loved one who needs his healing mercy. Specifically use this word in your prayers. I love using the ancient words. Don't worry about pronunciation. Just cry out eleos. Psalm 119:49-50. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort and my suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. The prayer is, O Lord, thank you for your word. The Bible gives me hope. Lord, comfort me in my suffering. Lead me to the promises in Scripture that will comfort me and give me hope to hold on to during this hard time. Psalm 121:2 says, I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answers me. Save me, Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. The prayer is, O Lord, I have been slandered. My name and reputation have taken a blow, but Lord, I know you will save me. Lord, heal my wounded pride. Guard my lips and my desire to set the record straight. Help me speak life and grant me your favor. Psalm 115:1 says, not to us, Lord, not to us. Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and your faithfulness. And the prayer is, dear Lord, I pray you will be glorified in this problem. Let people see your love and faithfulness to me. Finally, Romans 8:28, last one and one of my favorites. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. The prayer is, O Lord, I know that even in these hard things in my life, you work it out for good. Work this out for good. Help me love you more and live with eternal purpose. Don't forget to grab the printable this week. My friends, as I climbed in bed one night after a series of setbacks and discouragement, I grabbed my Bible on the nightstand. I asked the Lord to speak to me through His Word. And this is what I opened to. It was Habakkuk 3:17. Though the fig tree does not bud and no fruit is on the vine, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though the sheep are cut off from the fold and no cattle are in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. I love when God does that. His word comforted me. It encouraged me and reminded me to worship Him through this hard time. I went to sleep in peace. Our circumstances hadn't changed. In fact, they would get worse, but God had given me my strength. He'd given me the verse to hang on to, and I turned it into a prayer. I worship you, God, no matter what. You've got this. You are good. Amen. Hey, every week, a whole bunch of us, we jump online together and gather on a Facebook group on my timeline to pray and laugh and dig into God's Word and be encouraged. You can just friend me or follow me on Facebook and join us at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The videos can also be found on YouTube. Just look up Andy Lee Bible. If you need to watch later, you can catch it there. I'm praying for you. I'm praying you experience the breath of God as you incorporate His words into your prayers.